We've seen warmer than normal weather conditions for this time of year. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNHX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact the local agent today.
Oh, absolutely it has. This little period we just went through this weekend and we're still in the midst of certainly will set a few records across parts of the Northern Plains. So we're expecting to see some of those temperatures get up over 100 this afternoon.
That's Drew Lerner with World Weather based out of Kansas City.
Minot, North Dakota was 99, and a place called Halleck, Minnesota in the northwest corner of that state near the Canada border was 100. And we're going to push that heat down closer to us, and we're going to see most of the region seeing temperatures well into the 90s and over 100. I think we'll probably peak out at 100 to 104 in a few spots across the Dakotas. And then 90s otherwise.
What in the world is this all related to on why we're seeing this type of weather pattern?
Yeah, you know, we have a weather pattern that is split right now, a very unusual pattern here where some very strong cut-off low-pressure systems aloft are present, but we're also building a super strong ridge of high pressure between these storm systems, and that is the reason why we got so warm here over the weekend. But the good news is that this isn't something that's going to be sustained for a while. We're going to cool down, and we'll see that take place as we go forward into the second half of this week. And most importantly, it will rain. And so that's what everybody really wants at this point, especially off to the west and north where it's been so dry for such a long period of time.
I like the sound of that. That's your WNHX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Lundberg.